Now, the U.S. has criticized the Palestinian Authority for filing a lawsuit against Israel at the International Criminal Court, the ICC. The White House has described that move as counterproductive and promised to oppose the move. The U.S. has on numerous occasions shielded Israel from legal action by world countries at international bodies. It has vetoed dozens of resolutions against Tel Aviv at the U.N. Security Council alone. Most Middle Eastern nations accuse Washington of bias towards the Israeli regime. We're now joined by Ms. Jennifer Lowenstein, who is the Associate Director of the Middle East Studies Program at Madison University, and she's joining us live now via Skype from Madison itself. Thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV, Ms. Lowenstein. I'm wondering, the White House has used the word counterproductive here to describe this move of the Palestinian Authority. Is it counterproductive for Palestinians to want justice?
No, obviously it isn't. In fact, I think it's counterintuitive to think that it is counterproductive. I think what the U.S. is really doing is defending not only Israel, which it does as a matter of course, it's also defending itself, because the U.S. also will not join the ICC. And the reason is because it does not want its own government and its own personnel to be held accountable for their actions. They're afraid that the ICC would come after American officials, and of course they're correct, it would. So, you know, they're defending Israel and they're defending themselves at the same time.
Indeed, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because many people have pointed out that this is not the United Nations necessarily, in the sense that the U.S. doesn't have a veto here. How exactly will the U.S. act going forward, considering this move at the ICC by the Palestinian Authority?
That's a good question right now, because I know that Obama personally does not like Benjamin Netanyahu, and neither does Netanyahu get along with Obama. But I think it's going to transcend that. I think what we're going to see is a continuation of the status quo in terms of U.S. policy towards Israel. I think that despite the fact that Obama and Netanyahu don't get along, we will see that the U.S. will continue to back Israel up, even if it criticizes it openly in public. In fact, what I expect is that we will hear some very loud criticism from certain sectors, not necessarily from the executive branch, but as always, those criticisms won't be backed up by action. And unless we do something and not just criticize, our policies, they essentially stay the same.
We have about a minute left. I do apologize for interrupting you, Ms. Lowenstein. I'm just wondering, on this specific ICC file that has been handed in by the Palestinian Authority, do you think it is really possible for the Palestinians to finally see even a glimmer of hope for accountability?
What I think is most possible is that this will be this report and the Palestinians' attempt to go through the ICC will be another mark in its favor in world public opinion, including in American public opinion. We're seeing change here slowly, but it's happening. And what I mean by that is even those Americans who pay attention to the news at all are starting to question our unconditional support for Israel. And this is something that could help that. It's a small thing, but it's not unimportant.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that. But of course, we do sincerely appreciate your insight. That was Ms. Jennifer Lowenstein, who was speaking to us live via Skype from Madison.
Thank you.